John Lennon's mother told him once. She asked him, you know, what's the point of life? And she said, the point of life is to be happy. And so he goes, oh, okay, then. And he goes into school, and the teacher gives him an assignment on what you want to do for a career, what you want to do with your life. And he said, well, I want to be happy. And the teacher said, you don't understand the assignment. And young John Lennon said, well, you don't understand life.
You know? People don't want to be happy. I mean, if you go through the system the way you're supposed to, I don't know if you will be happy. Well, you'll be.
The system teaches you to crave things that won't make you happy, basically. This new phone will make you happy. These really nice shoes will make you happy. That hat will make you happy. That car will make you happy. That house with the gadgets on the outside and the security alarm, that will make you happy. These bars on your windows, that will make you happy. This car with impressive fuel economy and a DVD player for the kids in the background, so you don't have to pay any attention to your children on the road trip anymore, that will make you happy. And it's all a big freaking lie. Edward Bernays, who's the writer of the book in the corner of the term propaganda, used to work for the propaganda department during the First World War, and he came out, he used the suffragettes, he gave women cigarettes and got them to smoke them on these suffragette parades in order to get women to smoke, and it freaking worked. He got people to use hog fat that they called bacon. It's like the lowest quality cut of pork that you can get in your life, and he says, you can't have your eggs without bacon in the morning. He's got a freaking coin bacon and eggs and so on and so forth in order to get rid of industrial pork waste product, you know? This is how the entirety of marketing and manipulation and the human need for happiness has been manipulated so that it benefits those who want to sell you crap, both verbal crap and physical crap, all day, every day. And make you believe that by consuming it, by purchasing it, by putting up with it, that it will make you happy. And unfortunately, it's a big freaking lie. So a lot of people will be walking around their life, and they've gotten used to deceiving themselves for so long that they don't realize just how freaking miserable they are. And then all of a sudden, their medication runs out, and they go off and they kill a few people and then suicide themselves.
That's the way existence. It's a very vacuous existence, you know, when you think that way. What is the answer? I mean, I know people are turning more towards the internet for information.
It's like I said, you know, look, you're being assaulted in many, many ways. You're being brainwashed in many ways. You're being physically attacked.
Psychological assault, right? Right.
Psychological, psychotronic, manipulation. You've got misinformation. You've got poisons in your water, your food, in your air, and so on and so forth. You're being insulted. Basically, if you could conceive of any particular part of your body, internal and external, both physical and metaphysical, you're under complete and utter attack from all sides at all times of every single frickin' day. Believe it. That's a really depressing thought, isn't it?
Here's
what's encouraging. It doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're resisting every single day one of the things that is enslaving you. And then you feel like, oh my God, I'm actually doing something against that which is effing me off. That makes me feel better about myself. That makes me feel like I'm accomplishing something. There, I'm being attacked in a million ways, but I'm fighting back in one way and winning.
Right. I think that by speaking about this, even by all the people starting all these podcasts and websites and all of this, it's a step in the right direction, I think, as a human consciousness, I think. Eventually, the people that are in control will, I wouldn't say step down, but realize that they might not have the stranglehold they had before.
Well, it's a confusing thing to think about, because what you're talking about is like winning or losing. You know, what do you define as winning? What do you find as losing? I define winning, like at the end of the day, winning, to maintain personal sovereignty. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody can tell me what to do, and I can't tell anybody else what to do, and nobody can force anybody to do anything, right? That would be my ideal. That would be, like, winning for me. However, it's a long way off. So, what you do is, instead of thinking about your big win or your big loss, which is I live in slavery forever as opposed to live in freedom forever, you have to count your winnings, all right? You know when you're playing poker and you've got a big stack of chips, you know how good it feels to actually just count up. You know what? I only started with this much chips, but now I've got this much chips. Isn't that awesome? And I still haven't won the game yet, but I still feel pretty great about my position, don't I?
Cash out while you can.
No, you don't even have to cash out while you can. I say you go all in, mate. You go all in for the big win. And that's what people aren't really prepared to do in a lot of ways. They ain't prepared to sacrifice everything that they've got because they think that everything they've got is theirs and it won't be taken away from them. That's not true. Everything you have, your own thoughts, your kids,
nothing is yours,
your home,
right?
Your car, your frickin' iPhone.
Your body.
Everything belongs to the government and the bankers at the moment. If you don't believe it, I've got some evidence to show you. Okay? There's no escaping the fact that you are a slave and you belong to somebody else. And they can, if they want to, just come and kill you at any point. So, can I ask you a question? Knowing that, now that I've told it to you, that you're a slave in every single way, do you want to keep going on with doing what you're doing? Or do you want to change something? Do you want to switch it up? Do you want to play a different game now? One where you make the rules, one where you've got the game rigged and they can't win, one where you are the house, where they're the one that's gambling, you're all the one that's a safe bet.